Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
I've been working in the mail all the little long day. Someone's in the basement with Balky. Someone's in the basement, I know. Someone's in the basement with Balky. Strumming on the old banjo and singing Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
You'll never guess what just happened. I was sitting at the lunch counter, and in walked the mayor.
Get out of the city council. Did you talk to him?
Talk to him? I went right up to him, introduced myself. He looked me right in the eye and said, "Don't bother me while I'm eating." I know I made a good impression. I could tell as they were dragging me away from the table. So what did you do for lunch?
Well, just the usual. I went to the lunch truck and got a soda. I went to the Wilcox building and got a job offer. Went to the park and fed the pigeons.
You did what?
I fed the pigeons. And caused the little pigeon with the broken wing, I got him to eat out of my hand.
The job offer. Tell me about the job offer.
Oh, there's not much to tell. Mr. Beekman, the building manager, wants me to be the head of the mailroom.
Balky, that is great! More money?
About twice what I'm making now. And Cousin, the little pigeon, I think he's got a girlfriend.
Well, Balky, when do they want you to start your new job?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm going to take the new job.
Oh, holding out for more money. I taught you well.
It's not the money, and you never taught me Bo Diddley. It's just that I'm not sure I want a new job. If I leave here, I'd miss all my old friends.
Well, Balky, you'll make new friends. At double your salary, you can buy new friends. Take the job.
Cousin, don't pressure cook me. On Meepos, we don't rush into decisions. We just give them a lot of care and thought and preparation.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
So on Meepos, when you're faced with a major decision, you climb to the top of Mount Meepos, and then you just sit there and wait for a sign from Destiniki.
Destiniki?
The god of decisions. He lives in the clouds, attended by his guitar-playing daughter, Dominiki. Niki.
Well, so what do you do? Just stand around and wait for a telegram to drop out of the sky?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. When Destiny determines that your decision is a done deal, you don't dare doubt him, dude. You feel a tap on your shoulder, right there. And then you feel someone turn you around three times. And then you hear a voice whispering in this ear. And that's your answer. And then, of course, you fall down on your knees and give thanks.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Getting your decision from some spirit named Desinexos.
Destiniki. Desinexos is the healer of foot fungus.
Well, I stand corrected.
Well.
But it's still stupid. And even if it weren't stupid, and I'm not giving that up. Now that you're in Chicago, the chances of you finding a mountain to climb are pretty slim.
You pouting Thomas. I'll find my mountain. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll have to go home and prepare myself for Destiniki's visitation. First thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna soak in a tub of Ovaltine.
What is that, some kind of purification ritual?
No, just opens my pores.
Appleton.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
Believe it or not, I finally liked one of those memos you slip under my door every day.
Well, thank you, sir. Which one did you like?
I like the idea about having someone from the paper live on a billboard until the Bulls' losing streak is over. I want to implement it immediately.
Oh, great. Who volunteered to do it?
Nobody volunteered. It's the middle of winter. It's your job to get an employee up on that billboard by game time tomorrow. I've alerted the television stations for coverage, and I've arranged to use the billboard on the top of the McIntosh building.
Well, who am I going to get on such short notice?
There's always you.
Well, I'm very busy right now, sir, and I have this little problem with high places. They terrify me. They make me hyperventilate. They make me feel like I'm having a heart attack.
That's your problem. Just get somebody up there by 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, or it's your job.
Yes, sir. 1 o'clock. I have the perfect man for the job. Belky, come on here. I have to talk to you. Belky?
Yeah.
Oh. Belky, where are you going?
Cousin, I found the mountain. And with any luck, Destiniki will find me, and he'll come down, and he'll tap me on the shoulder right there, and then he'll turn me around 3 times. And then he'll whisper my decision in my ear. So, if you'll excuse me, I have a 12-hour bus ride ahead of me to Mount Woolorock.
You can't go to Mount Woolorock. Mount Woolorock is an Indian name meaning mountain where bad decisions are made. General Custer sat on Mount Woolorock and decided to fight the Indians. Somebody from the Coca-Cola company went up there and decided to change the original formula. Shelley Long goes up there to decide which movies to make.
Thank you. You saved me a long trip to make a bad decision. Although, would it be nice to meet Shelley?
Oh, I'm just glad I could help.
Well, you only have help, cousin. Now I have nowhere to go.
All right. Don't panic. We'll think of something. All right, let's see. Where could you go? A high place, waiting for a sign. High place, sign, high. Sign, high sign, placing yourself on a high sign. I've got it. The billboard on the top of the McIntosh building. It's a high place. It's on a sign. You get an overview. No, it would never work.
Cousin, don't you see the poetry of it? Waiting for a sign on a sign.
You think so?
Cousin, I think it's perfect.
All right, if you feel that strongly about it, I'm not going to stand in your way. You know, now that I think about it, it does make sense. I mean, you get a good night's sleep, you go up there just in time for tip-off. Did I say tip-off? I meant take-off. Take-off about 12:30, 12:45 at the latest.
Oh, cousin, I don't know how to thank you.
Okay, buddy, I'm here for you.
Oh, boy.
Help you get settled up here, and I'll be on my way.
Oh, God. Don't look down. Don't look down, Balky. Whatever you do, just don't look down.
Okay, I did it. You can do it, Balky. Just as long as you don't look down, you'll be okay.
gonna reach a great decision up here. This reminds me of Mount Meepos. Absolutely. Except there are no goats and no eagle's nest and no threat of volcanic eruption. Actually, it doesn't remind me at all of Mount Meepos, but I love it. I just love it, love it, love it. Love it, love it, love it. I just love it.
Malky, get away from the edge.
I can see the park from here. You think my little pigeon friend Stephen Eady ever come up here?
Well, forget about Stephen Eady.
Well, I just want them to know what a nice romantic nesting place it is.
Will you stop fooling around?
I'll punch you in the next week, and then I'll find you, and I'll drop kick you in the last month.
Hey, cousin. Cousin. Look down there. Cousin, there's television cameras down there and all kind of people. What are they doing looking at us?
Well, Malky, there's more than a little interest in your decision about your new job.
As soon as I know, you'll know.
They can't hear you. All right, well, I'll just leave you up here and let you get settled.
Cousin, what do you want?
Hmm?
Didn't you just tap me on the shoulder?
No. All right. Get started on your decision.
Just take all the time you need. It's not something you want to rush into. If it were me, I'd take 2, maybe 3 weeks. Well, I can see you're involved in some kind of meditation. So I'll be on my way.
No, Cousin, that won't be necessary. I'm coming with you.
No, 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 get up. Get up. No, get up. Get up.
What is the matter with you? You have an important decision to make. You have to stay here.
Cousin Destiniki was here. I have my answer. Cousin, can't you see my newfound knowledge has me glowing like my Pee Wee Herman nightlight?
All right, Malky, you can't do this. This is much too important a decision.
Well, you can't stop me.
Well, Malky, you have to stay here.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. My heart wants to believe that that was an accident. However, my eyes saw you deliberately kick that ladder down.
I did it for you. I did it to keep you from rushing into a bad career decision. I mean, shouldn't you be getting another opinion? Isn't there someone else you can call? Opinioniki? Futurini? What should I do, Kanukaniki?
Listen, I want the truth and I want it now.
All right. There's a crazed assassin loose in the Chronicle, and he's after you. And this is the only place you'll be safe.
Cut the Baba Sticky.
All right, all right. All right, the real truth. The real, real truth. But I want you to know I resent being pushed this far. I suggested to Wainwright that somebody live on this billboard until the Bulls' losing streak ended. And he loved the idea and told me to get someone to do it. Well, I'm afraid of heights, so I tricked you into coming up here.
Liar, liar, pants for hire! Will you just tell me the truth?
Malky, that is the truth. Doesn't it sound like something I would do? It's selfish, manipulative, uncaring?
It does kind of sound like something you would do, but usually I have to threaten you with bodily harm to get the truth.
No, Malky, that's the truth.
So You didn't care anything about my future. You just used Malky.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I lied.
And I promise I'll never do it again. All right, I'll try never to do it again. All right, I'll try never to do it again today.
Well, I guess that's as close as we're gonna get. I forgive you.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
But we're still stuck on the billboard.
Not necessarily. If the Bulls win, someone will be up here to get us and we'll be home free. The game's on now. Did you bring a radio?
Well, of course I did. Don't be ridiculous. The TV wouldn't fit in my backpack.
What a basketball game we have here. At a record-setting pace, the Bulls have scored 22 unanswered points. The score at the end of the first quarter is Bulls 34, Knicks 6.
Did you hear that, Valky? The Bulls have a huge lead. Another couple hours, we'll be in our nice, safe apartment. I can't believe the Bulls blew a 28-point lead.
Cousin, I've been listening to that for 2 days. You say it one more time, I'm gonna throw you off the billboard.
I'm sorry, I won't mention it again.
All right. Yep, fresh as a tulip. Listen, you haven't even touched your breakfast. Your yak links are getting cold.
Malky, please. I don't want to look at another yak link. I am sick of yak links. Didn't you bring any other kind of food?
Listen, yak links are nature's perfect food.
I have to get off this billboard. Malky, if we stay up here, we're going to freeze to death.
Well, listen, think of it this way. There's another game tonight. If the Bulls win, then we can be home in time for supper.
You're right. You're right. We still have a chance. Any team with Michael Jordan is bound to win.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Bulls pregame show. And a special hello to those two guys on the billboard waiting for the Bulls to win.
Cousin, that's... He mentioned us. We're famous.
And another special hello to Michael Jordan, who is home in bed with the flu.
What?!
Luckily, the Bulls only have to play one game without Michael. They've got a 5-day layoff after today, and that should be plenty of time for him to get back on his feet. This is good news for everybody, except those two jerks on the billboard.
But he mentioned us again.
I don't believe this. Okay. I can't stay up here another 5 days. I can't stay up here another 5 minutes. We've got to get off this billboard. If we stay up here, we'll either freeze to death or the wind will blow us off. Valky, I have...
Oh, God.
...a plan. You see how close the blades of the windmill come to that radio transmitting tower? Now, if we can get on one of those blades, we can reach out, grab the transmitter, and climb down.
But, Cousin, what if we fall off?
Then we'll be in a nice, warm hospital. All right. Ready? Now, when the blades come around, I'll grab the first one, you grab the second one. Hang on tight till it swings us over to the transmitter, then grab on.
You got it.
Chronicle employees Larry Appleton and Balky Bartokomus cling to the windmill on the Holland deodorant sign.
shortly before their rescue. I look like a bat. This is all my fault. If I hadn't smashed the radio into a million pieces, we would have heard that the Bulls won the game without Michael Jordan. And we wouldn't have gotten stuck on that stupid windmill.
We look on the bright side, cousin. We got sprayed with so much deodorant, we'll never sweat again.
Appleton, Bartokomus. Nice work on that promotion, boys. It's a great idea, Appleton. It created a lot of publicity for the paper and for the Bulls.
Well, thank you, sir, but Balky deserves the credit.
Well, then I guess I'll give you these, Bartokomus.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright. What is it?
The Bulls were so pleased with the publicity, they've given you 2 courtside seats for the remainder of the season.
Oh, Mr. Wainwright.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy them.
Oh.
Balky, I'm sorry for all the trouble I've caused you the last couple of days.
Oh, that's okay, Corson, but I have a bigger problem to solve now.
But what's that?
Well, I have to figure out who to give the other ticket to. That's a big decision. I guess I'm pretty much on my way back up to that billboard. Oh, come on, Corson. I'm just teasing. Of course you can have the other ticket.
This is Ted Koppel. Later tonight on Nightline, U.S. troops are reoccupying large sections of southern Iraq as the escalating civil unrest threatens to draw the U.S. back into the fight.
Now stay tuned for Baby Talk.